Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where you doing this at. Y'all get a close up look. This is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working, so we can give y'all this content, so we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned. Fire episode today, but if it ain't your first time watching, go ahead and like the button.
Live on a Sunday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Bunches More Crunches podcast. Yeah. Yes, sir. He's back in the building.
He's back!
It's Sunday evening. Having a productive weekend, getting a lot done, man. We're going to have a good episode today, man. And listen, man, if it is your first time watching, I did not mean to press that button. If it is your first time watching, I need you to go ahead and hit the like button. You're probably wondering, why do I need to hit the like button for a corny ninja in a lime green shirt on a Sunday? You need to hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. The illest fitness podcast out. The coolest, the coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining fitness podcast out. We keep it the realest on this fitness podcast. We get the haters and the trolls out of here real easy on this podcast. We got the most haters, the most critics, the most backlash. And listen, we're going to keep this thing going. So first time is hit the like button. Return is hit the like button. Shout out to the playback gang. Playback gang hit the like button. And listen, man, I'm going to get through these comments because I got a story to tell y'all. Oh, brother, I got a story to tell y'all. And then we're going to get to the episode. So we got a lot going on today, man. Checking in, slowly getting that runner's high back today. Was the first day I jogged consistently without stopping. Good stuff, bro. Welcome to the show, man.
Welcome to the show.
Jennifer, Indian Dolly, what's going on? Tasha, welcome to the
welcome
show.
Welcome to the show.
Stephanie, welcome to the show. RJ, welcome back. Jabari House was good, bro. Coach Pro Fitness was good. Too damn much was good.
Welcome to the show.
Smash that like button. You dig what you see. Definitely support. Exactly. Nephew, I see you with the 315. Yeah, man. He's back. What up, Shad? What up, Seth? Welcome back to the
Welcome
show.
Welcome to the show.
Big Spider in the building. Marty Benching, almost a whole dank. Joe Thomas, what's good, man? So listen, let's get straight to it. So if you didn't see, man, I posted the 315 video, but I got to tell y'all the story because I spazzed out in the gym. I crashed out in the gym.
What?
but I wasn't recording the crash out. I was recording after the crash out. So let me show y'all what happened.
One, bro. Yes, sir.
Come on, man. You got this.
Yeah. Of course. Bit out. Bit out.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me.
Oh,
you only gonna get one, brother.
Oh, pay attention.
Of course.
D1 athlete, I want to see more than one.
Nope.
I'm going to give you all the story.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me.
Nah, you only going to get one, brother. Three. Yeah, help me. 3, 2, 1. I'm good.
Yeah, ugly rep, but I got it.
I'm good.
Come on.
Yeah. Still got it.
315. Hey, my man right here said I'm on the steroids.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
And if you come in my comments talking shit, lift 315 before y'all start talking crazy, right?
Dom DeMarco.
So you see what happened. So you see the aftermath. I'm in there minding my business. This is no cap.
Stop the cap.
in there minding my business, locked in, bumping Money Man in the headphones, going crazy. So what? Basically, when I work out, I have like a week where I focus on going heavy. I have a week where I focus on volume and getting a lot of reps in. This is my volume week. So I'm not lifting 315. I'm just sitting there. I'm getting doing sets of 10, 15, 20, all high rep shit. But, you know, challenging weight. Old head, I already see him. He talked too much. So I'm trying not to make eye contact with him. Right? He come over. Hey, C. Marty, what's up, baby?
Nope.
Hey, what's up, baby? Take my headphones off. Hey, what's up, OG? What's going on, man? He's like, yeah, man, I see you over there. I know you're not lifting that 315.
Nope.
I said, look, I'm not doing 315 today. Then my man Steve that was spotting me, he come over. He like, nah, do that shit, bro. He like, matter of fact, you too small to do 315.
Nope.
I said, bro, I could lift 315. He like, no, you can't. The only way a guy your size could lift 315, you must be on steroids.
Nope.
You know a lot of ninjas in this gym be on steroids.
Nope.
I said, throw 315 on there, bro. He like, I'm just saying, I don't think you could do it.
Nope.
I said, no, you can't do it. Then he get to talking some more shit. Then I just crash out. That's when I was like, nah, I've been doing this shit since high school. D1 athlete. I said, y'all niggas just started lifting. What's up then? So then I threw the 315 over there, crashed out, said a couple more bad words to him. Because Ninja was talking crazy. That's why on the video, he talking about D1 athlete. I want to see more than one. Man, shut up. You in there talking. You just trying to holler at every chick. I'm really in there trying to get the work in. That's the short version because we got a lot to talk about. I could really go more in the contest because Buddy's a straight weirdo. Buddy's a straight creep.
Nope.
He's been talked about on this podcast before.
Nope.
But anyway, you know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. We're going to keep this episode going. Make sure I hit the like button. it was old dude sloppy built. Not a build that I want. Let's say that. I doubt old dude could bench press 225 himself. But regardless, thank God I go to a gym. I don't deal with a whole bunch of annoying old black dudes constantly bugging me. Yeah. Very, very annoying. And of course, he didn't bench 315. He was just talking shit. Exactly. Motherfuckers left throwing their insecurities on the next man. Ninja, you can't do it. You don't need PEDs to bench 315. Tell 6'8 to stay in his lane. Hey, coach, it wasn't 6'8. It wasn't 6'8. It was somebody else. See Marty up here looking like the sign outside a CBD store. LOL. But sometimes even OGs need some straightening. Man, I'm telling you, man. All right. Anyway, since we speaking of OGs, OG's doing anything in the gym. Let's check out this brother right here. Nasty work right here. Where he at? Check him out. Come on, fellas. First of all, you putting a barbell in your mouth?
No diddy, you know.
As a grown man?
No diddy, you know.
Black men took an elder.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
First of all, this is just straight dirty. You know how many people touch the barbell? You know how many people go to the bathroom, don't wash their hands, and touch the barbell? You know how many people shake hands, don't wash their hands, they sneezing, scratching their crotch, and doing all types of nasty stuff, touching the barbell, people putting their gloves on, not washing their gloves, gloves smell like doo-doo?
Nope.
And you going to put your mouth on the barbell? What's going on with y'all? Not to mention, you doing this, you going to mess your teeth up. Dennis going to cuss you out at the next visit. What the hell is going on, man?
Nope.
Yo, people are losing their minds doing this shit for attention. Doing this shit for likes on the gram.
Nope.
Got to be some of the weirdest shit I ever seen.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Y'all old heads in the gym, but y'all the old heads, the old black men are ruining the gym experience. I said it. Yep. I say it about the thoughts. I say it about everybody. This right here is crazy. Put the barbell in the mouth, pause, no
difference. First of all, pause.
Yo, that's past crazy. Pause, man.
That's disgusting, man. Y'all ninjas are straight disgusting. Where we at on these comments? Jennifer said,
what?
He about to bust his TMJ. I don't even know what that is, but I'm sure he is. That's nasty. He looked like he ain't getting no chicks when he was a young buck. I seen this before months ago. That's disgusting. And there are women who are literally rubbing their coochies on equipment for OnlyFans content. You right about that, brother. He can get tetanus doing that crazy mess. I believe it. Folks using the restroom doing number two and not washing their hands, touching the equipment too.
Nope.
That's what I'm saying, man. Andre Hatcher, what up? Make fat shaming great again. Absolutely. If he fall back, he's done. That ninja trying to do that anime trainer shaking my head. It's not the gym, not the place for that, man. If I ever go to Washington, D.C., tell me which gyms to avoid so I don't deal with these weirdos.
Marco.
What's he trying to prove putting that nasty barbell in his mouth? It's unclear.
Nope.
What up, Nikki Harris? I'm all for a crazy workout, but not a Diddy workout.
No Diddy, you know?
Oh, nah. I'm about to go to jail early, but any man that puts a pole in his mouth eats glizzies without choking. You're out of here, brother. Early. It's kind of early for that content, brother. You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
He thought this would get him in the Special Olympics? I think so. He's trying to get chosen for something. I'm not sure what it is. Sorry, nephew. As an old head, I'm not claiming him. Disgusting and dangerous. Hey, listen. Look. It's not all old heads, but old heads sitting here ruining the gym experience with that bullshit. I'll pull it up on the screen one more time, and we're going to keep this podcast going. Where's the old head? Where'd he go? Okay. Oh, here you go. Yeah, hey. You're right here, Unc got to chill out. That's some straight bullshit, Unc. He representing for the Jim Unks. Jim Unks took an L on the day. Black men took an L on the day.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
This right here is crazy, man. And then if you say you're working on your jaw muscles.
No Diddy, you know.
So there's literally no explanation for this. You have no excuse to do this behavior in the gym. Temporal mandibular joint dysfunction. Okay. Pain and compromised movement of the jaw joint and surrounding muscles. Hey, I learned something today. Brown Baldy's not claiming him either. Okay. Nice to know. Same thing. Okay. Thank you, and then Dolly and Nikki. That's called functional training. Yeah. This guy stinks. It's painful at times. I need injections every 6 months to help with the pain. Makes sense. Nasty used pole at that. You're out of here.
Strike side. Three. You're out.
If you a trainer and put barbells in your client's mouth, don't watch the podcast. Yeah, you're not reading that comment, Wicked Scorpion. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Zesty workout.
First of all,
Paul. That's passive. That's passive.
I'm killing y'all, man. Let's keep this episode going. Hit the like button.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
Hey, we got some more Unk stuff, man. Hey, the Unk's taking an L today, man. Fellas, we got to get in shape. That includes the young fellas, the old fellas, the Unks, whatever you want to call it. Unk said he still got it. Y'all tell me if Unk still got it, because he said he do. Let's check it out.
This is Uncle Big Heart, y'all. Just what got me a fresh haircut. Willie Arthur Bridges just shaped me up pretty good.
Turn around so they can see that box.
I just want everybody to see
that
some of my friends say I wasn't no bodybuilder.
Look at this. Yeah. Look at this.
Look what I'm talking about. Watch this.
Look at that. Y'all, you know, come.
Yeah.
Bodybuilder. Look at that. Huh. That's old school, but I got a little big, but I was that bodybuilder once. I'll holler back at you.
Unc, stop the cap. You never was a bodybuilder.
Stop the cap.
Guys, later.
Now, y'all think that used to be a bodybuilder?
Unc was never a bodybuilder. He's capping.
Stop the cap.
Look all right, now,
that's
Unc.
What I'm talking about.
That's what y'all going to call him now. Unc the bodybuilder.
Unc the bodybuilder.
And even if Unc was a bodybuilder.
Stop the cap.
You got to let it go, brother. You done fell off. You lost it. You got ultimate Unc dad bod, Unc bod body right now.
Nope.
told me, put you a shirt on. I said, for what?
No, she right. Put that damn shirt on.
Let the people see that I really used to be a bodybuilder.
Oh.
And I don't believe it.
Well, see that? That's to see what y'all get.
And watch this here. Watch
look,
this here.
Look at them muscles, watch y'all. Big arm. Look at them.
Ninja flex, no muscles. Ninja did nothing.
Nope.
Ninja ain't flex shit.
Y'all see Big Unk with them muscles? Big Unk
jumping. Y'all can say real talk, you heard me? Bet that up.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Listen, guys. That video got me weak. Listen, guys. Nobody cares what you did in the 80s, bro. It's the 2020s. We don't care. What you did back then clearly ain't helping, and it ain't doing nothing for you now.
Nope.
Your back big as hell now.
Big back activity.
You round right now.
Big back activity.
You big belly right now.
Belly, belly.
All right. We do not care about that, bro. You at the drive-thru now.
It's Burger King.
You ordering cheeseburgers now.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Talking about you as a bodybuilder back in the day, we're not trying to hear that.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Stay in shape as you get older. And if you don't want to, cool. But don't sit here and tell me what you used to do. Because you don't look like it now. So I'm automatically going to think that you're capping.
Stop the cap.
What you did back then ain't doing nothing for your cholesterol now.
Stop the cap.
It ain't doing nothing for your blood pressure now.
Stop the cap.
You might as well be on 600 pound life and go see Dr. Nell right now.
Stop the cap.
Hey, Unk done lost his damn mind. What the hell is wrong with Unk? Unk, see, I got to get it together, man. And these the same dudes that's coming up to the young ninjas like myself. I ain't that young, but I guess I'm young compared to him and some of these other old heads. Y'all coming up to the young ninjas like myself, telling us how to work out and telling us how to do what we need to do.
Nope.
I'm in shape now. I need to be training you now.
Nope.
Because if it worked for you so good, you wouldn't have fell off so bad.
Nope.
You wouldn't have had the man boobs so bad.
Nope.
You confusing your grandson. Your grandson think he with moms. With them big ass man boobs.
Nope.
So, Unks, y'all got to chill out, man. I ain't got time for this shit, Unks. And I'm killing y'all today. Stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
Sucking at games. What's up, bro? If he don't get that Jax from 1997 Mortal Kombat shit out of here, he lying like fuck.
Dom DeMarco.
He was a bodybuilder in his dreams.
Nope.
Unc is delusional. He's round. Uncle Ruckus with the flat top. I bet you auntie looks better than him. Okay.
Dom DeMarco.
He's more of a builder bear than a bodybuilder. Facts. Builder Unc. Builder back.
Big back activity.
She gassing him up, shaking my head. He might have been a bodybuilder a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Put that shirt on, shaped like Auntie Shirley. Flat top was crispy, but so was Popeye's.
Ooh, that's crispy!
He looked like he paid rent for BBWs. Yeah, he paid rent for BBWs back in the day. He used to build BBWs back in the day.
Ooh, that's crispy!
He used to take BBWs to the drive-thru back in the day.
It's Wendy's.
He need to bring up his shoulders, then he'd be ready for Olympia. Yeah, gravity pulled his shoulders down. Bennett 42, great content. Appreciate you, bro. Welcome to the show.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Old loser. I used to bench press 405 in high school. Sure, okay. Yeah, we don't want to hear that, old losers.
Stop the cap.
Get your old losing ass and go get a win at the gym today.
Stop the cap.
All you're doing is losing today.
Stop the cap.
You're a loser today. You lost today. You're going to lose in the future. And the only thing you won was some damn cheeseburgers at the drive-thru.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
And shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
And your girl told you she liked dad bods, but she double-tapping me and Tune's pictures.
Got him.
Fuck is you talking
got
about?
Got him.
Fuck. Get your unk body ass the fuck out of here and stop lying, unk. If you get pulled by a fed with that haircut, you getting 100 years as haircut. Cop come up to you with that haircut. You in the car like, oh shit. Let me hide my shit. Let me get my ID ready for this motherfucker. Especially if you black. Let me get my ID ready for this motherfucker. Shit. As haircut. It's hard as you get older. If you start then, if you were to have been in shape for 20 years and just maintaining it, man. Chris, what age do you consider a man and uncle? Mark Carter, great question. Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to press that. Great question. Let's think about it. The age I consider someone an unk. Are y'all ready? Now, listen, hear me out. Before y'all start, because fellas gonna feel some type of way in the comments, all right? I'm gonna tell y'all right now. You start being an unk when you get to the age of 38. That's not even a debate. When you turn 38, you're unk status. Okay, that shit. Motherfuckers, I'm 32. Motherfuckers be trying to be called me an unk. Listen, I'm still fresh in the 30s. I'm not no unk. You might just like the content and look up to me, young ninjas, but I'm not no unk. All right, 38 and up is an unk. That's the rule. All right, we can debate it another time. We got a lot of content to cover, but we can talk about it. All right, I have reasons why I said 38. He building his body up with Shake Shack.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
He built those BBW life up equals bodybuilder. I used to run 2 minute miles running the army. I'm not doing that shit anymore. Yeah, exactly. I bet Jen is double tapping you on Tunes Picks all the time with her snow bunny ass. I don't even know what that had to do with anything we're talking
Strike
about.
Strike three, you're out.
This ninja just wanted to say that. This ninja just, that had nothing to do with the post. Uncle Spider. Yeah, Spider, you're an unk too, ninja. Jumping on tires and shit. You an unk, ninja. Marty, you tripping. 38, hell nah. See, that's what I said. Ninja's going to be in here bitching. Ninjas ain't trying to hear that. 38 is unk status, bro. We're going to talk about it another time. Nikki, you're young. Thank you. 45 plus is unk. Nah, hell no. Brother, 38 is unk status. Ninjas, y'all ninjas can stay in denial if y'all want to. Y'all ninjas is unks. 45 to 50, y'all ninjas is unks. Y'all ninjas is unks. When you turn 38, that's when you start saying shit like this.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
Ass unk. You mentioned that women were double tapping, aka liking your pics. I was making a joke about it. Oh, okay. I'm just fucking with you, bro. I'm just fucking with you. This nigga went to like a scorpion. You were talking about liking pics, ass ninja. All right, let me stop. When you get winded going up the steps, you are unk. Well, then it's 23-year-olds that's unks. Shit. I don't know. That's a wide range right there. You got ninjas from 23 to 80 getting tired walking up the steps. It's fifth grade that's tired of walking up the steps. I think you are unk if you broke and pay for box. Yo, who mans is this? This is not my guy. I don't know who this guy is. If you're an unk with box haircut and flexing your big back body because you were a bodybuilder a decade before C. Marty was born, don't watch the podcast. You know, it might be unk, but that do mean you can look good as one. You could be an unk and look young, bro. You still an unk, though. Once you get white or gray hairs, you're unk and auntie. That's debatable. I used to have a female boss that would get winded just walking only 5 feet with her fat meatball looking ass. I believe that too, Wicked Scorpion. I stand with Spider-Mo. All right, man. Let's look at Unc one more time.
This is Uncle Big Heart, y'all. Just what got me a fresh haircut.
Willie Arthur Britney just shaped me up pretty good.
Turn around so they can see that hat, that box.
I just want everybody to see.
Yes,
that, and some of my friends say I wasn't no bodybuilder.
Let's look at this. Look at this.
Look what I'm talking about. Watch this. Chair.
Look at that. Y'all, come on now.
Look at that.
And he wasn't no bodybuilder, man.
Stop the cap.
That's old school, but I got a little big, but I was that bodybuilder once. I'll holler back at you guys later.
Now, y'all think that used to be a bodybuilder?
No, I don't think it's
right,
bodybuilder.
Now, that's what y'all going to call him now. Unk the bodybuilder.
Unk the body fucking builder. She told me, put you a shirt on. I said, for what?
Boy, you better put a shirt on. You're scaring the kids.
Let the people see that I really used to be a bodybuilder.
Oh, well, see.
Only thing you built was your belly.
That's see what y'all get.
And watch this here. Watch
look,
this here.
Look at them muscles, watch y'all.
Big Unk.
Look at them muscles. Y'all see Big Unk with them
big
muscles?
Unk jumping. Y'all can say real tough. You heard me? Bet that up.
Oh, man.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Get Unk out of here. Hit the like button. I'm killing y'all today.
Dom the Monko.
Where we at? Nikki Harris with the super chat. Appreciate you, Nikki. A young ninja broke over here. Young ninja working hard over here. So we appreciate the super chat. Nah, big love. Appreciate that, Nikki. That hair is the tightest looking thing on his body. She just wants him to stay fat. Unk got jelly belly.
Belly, belly?
Unk joking. I don't know if he's joking. She getting folded by a YN. Hey, yo, that's crazy. Unk said, oh, Sookie Sookie now, ass Unk. All right, real quick, man.
Sochi's back.
What's up, man? You good, man?
What it do, my guy?
What's good? You headed to the crib or you outside?
And I'm headed to the crib.
All right, man. Hey, man.
Why Unk got that Jaleel White cut from Family Matters.
That cut terrible, man.
Steve Urkel cut ass, boy.
Ass nature.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. Man. Hey, bro, get on the stream when you home, man. I don't want you streaming and driving, man.
Man, I can stream and drive, boy. The source does it all, you dig?
Are you sure, man?
100%, man. I know how to operate out here, you dig?
All right, man. All right, what we got next, bro? Oh, Fat Water Park. We got Water Park. Let's check out the water girl bitching at the water park because she's too big to get on the ride. And it's not her first time doing this shit. She just goes to amusement parks and complains about getting on the rides. Let's check it out.
25. Somehow we've reached the point in time to where if a water park has a weight limit, it's now considered fat phobic.
So we're doing weight limits now. Per rider, two scales. This is what we're doing now. I am in shock.
I mean, 300 pounds, it really should be lower than that.
And this is not American.
This is not American. This country's so big back that she says this is not American.
Nope.
This is not right.
Can we just get this straight for a second? She saw a 300-pound weight limit at a water park and called it un-American. This is where we are right now. People so deep in...
So I guess American is letting fat people do whatever the fuck they want and not be safe on rides.
...to their delusion that they see objective reality as discrimination. And I know a lot of you guys probably think this is fat-phobic, but it's not. This is basic engineering. Structures have weight limits. Elevators, bridges, water parks. This is just reality. And instead of accepting that, people like this want the world to bend to their feelings. This is what happens when you live in denial. And every inconvenience now becomes oppression. And personal responsibility is now offensive. If you think the world should change rather than you, you've already lost. So drop the victim mindset and stop expecting reality to adjust for you. Either take control of your life or stay mad at gravity forever. Your choice.
Yeah, man, it's getting crazy out here, dog. We at the point where people just want you to accept it. You got bad habits, accept it. Bad lifestyle, accept it. Right? You put yourself in a situation where you could hurt someone on the ride, or you can hurt yourself. You understand, overweight people have fallen off of roller coasters and died. It's happened, right? The reason the weight limit with is 300, which is a big ass weight limit, in my opinion. It shouldn't even be that much. But you sitting here, you're so entitled, right? You listen to this propaganda. You listen to all this body positivity bullshit. And you believe it's true. Listen, if people are treating you a certain way, the world is opening their eyes to this. The world is opening their eyes to it. You need to open your eyes to this shit. People don't fuck with this shit, right? It's a reason why everyone ain't walking around 300 pounds. It's not safe. It's not healthy. It's inconvenient, right? You probably got big back chunk funk. You probably stink. It's probably hard to wash the crevices. But seriously, though, man, this is where the country is. Don't listen to these big back people. And let's get in these comments. I'm killing y'all today. Oh, Tony, you want to add anything? Or you good?
It's got to get to the point where certain people got to realize that, like that dude mentioned, being overweight is an inconvenience, not only to yourself, but others around you. You know, nobody wants to, unfortunately, nobody wants to be around big people. You feel me? And we live in a society that's normalizing and advocating for this body positivity shit, so people feel entitled when, you know, they can't do certain things that normal people can do and they feel offended. But in all actuality, you know, that's how it's always been. You just don't fit the mold of society, and you can't get in your feels about that. So you either going to change, or you're going to subject yourself to not being able to things that you will want to do just because you fail to take care of yourself. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. You know, go get his comments.
Dom DeMarco. Adapt or get left, though. Real talk, man. You know, black people.
No.
She's complaining that she weighs more than a full-grown lioness. Crazy. You know her breath smell like baby shit. She voted for Kamala. And you know what?
Look at my African-American over here.
She could have voted for Trump. Trump like African-Americans.
Look at my African-American over here.
She's saying that because she knows she'll be embarrassed if she gets rejected. Yep. Tune, you better be at 10-2. You know you fit somebody profile somewhere. That's crazy. That's crazy.
What happened?
Saying you better be driving with both hands on the steering wheel because you they could profile you as a ninja.
Definitely a ninja.
Unc from the last video would not be able to get on a ride. Exactly. They can't open their big back eyes because they got big back, their big back mouth opening and closing to order a bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Somebody need to smack her big ass. And then they need to go ahead and smack them cheeseburgers out of hand as well. If she put 25% of her energy into losing weight. Oh, we're going to talk about that on the next clip.
Dom DeMarco.
It's about safety. She could fly off the water slide. What if she falls on someone and their family? It's over for them. Facts. Crazy, man. Hey, bro, we killing y'all on this episode, man.
Dom DeMarco. All
right, we got Dykes. Somebody said Dykes can't dress. Hey, listen. If somebody tell you, hold up, man. If somebody tell you can't dress, I'm all for you proving them wrong. But there's an issue with this video. Let's check it out. Let's check it out. And make sure y'all hit the like button. I had to take the sound off. Whoa. Go back to the beginning. Plus size studs can't dress. All right now.
LOL, that stud.
Got before it. Before that's coming. Hold on. No, we're gonna get there. Before that,
look at my African American.
Oh no, wrong button. I didn't mean to press that. But before that, let's continue the video. And guess what? The video, the actual video had the song "What the Helly" on that joint, bro. I was cracking up.
What the hell?
What the Helly? What the Helly on? What the Halliburton? What the hell is LeBron James? What the hell, LeBron James?
What the hell, Yante?
Listen, man.
What the hell?
This is my thing, man. This is my thing, man.
Oh, shit.
If she put this much effort into losing weight, she wouldn't be walking around as a walking heart attack. You know she can't walk up a flight of steps. Now, I'm happy that you could get fly, but I need you to fly your ass to Planet Fitness. I need you to fly your ass to the grocery store and get some meal preps. This is ridiculous to me, man, that people put so much emphasis. You buying a 3X, you buying a 4X. It never occurred to you, hey, let me lose some weight. Them fat ass shoes could barely fit in them Nikes. And it never occurred to you, hey, let me lose some weight. Let me not just get fly, let me feel fly too. Let me feel bomb too. Because there's no way you feel good in that skin. There's no way you feel good when you take them fly clothes off. I don't care what your sexual orientation is. This don't got nothing to do with, don't sit here and come up here and call me phobic and all that shit. I ain't got a problem with nobody. But this right here is ridiculous, man. And I went to the comments on the video and everybody is hyping her up. Dang, you fly as shit. Let them know, girl. Let them know, little bro. All the comments hyping it up. But it's the world we live in, man. They're going to encourage you. This was crazy. If a fit person got up there and show how fly they were, they would talk shit to the fit person before they talk shit to this person.
Oh, sure.
It's getting crazy out here, man. This is the world. You got anything on that tune?
Man, I don't give a fuck what kind of clothes you got on. If you extra big in the clothes, that shit is not fly at all.
Mm-mm.
I don't care if you rocking Balenciaga, Tom Ford, head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
If you big as hell and the clothes wide as hell and that shit don't look a certain way, it ain't fly, nor is it fit. And nor do you have the fit on. Because how can you have the fit on and you not fit? It's not making no sense. You dig what I'm saying? Like, but it gets to the point where I feel like some people, they get to that point where they get so damn big and they get so out of shape where they just say, fuck it, you know? Because we've seen people all the time where it's just like, yeah, there's no coming back from that. Like, you're cooked. And I feel like they realize that they're cooked. So it's just like, rather than putting in the effort and the work, because they know it's going to take a whole lot of damn work to reverse, you know, how they got to where they at, that they just be like, you know what? It's not even worth the effort. And I'm just going to say, fuck it, and continue to live my life as is and, you know, just deal with everything that comes my way.
No, all facts, bro.
I really feel like people would be feeling that way because, trust me, somebody who's significantly smaller than this person, but still big, they probably thinking the same thing too. Like, man, this shit gonna take a whole lot of work. I'm not even willing to put in that work to lose this weight. I might as well just stay where I'm at. So I can only imagine how somebody this size thinks, probably like pushing 400 easy.
Facts.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, we not doing that. We just gonna stay where we are.
Yeah, man. Shit crazy, bro. But she's so big, they don't even call her fits an outfit. They call her the outfit.
Dom DeMarco.
Just getting these comments. Respucia 2.0, she's huge. Stunt. She look like a fat dude with a wig on.
Wig on a pig.
Bitch, that become my food with big bitch.
Hey, Fatty Wap is crazy, bruh.
Dom DeMarco.
I said, hey, what's up? Hello. Head ass. Fat ass. Big ass.
Big stuff. I bet she
couldn't get no man, so she went the lesbian route.
Break free, you're up.
What the hell are you on? What the hell? You got to get out of here for that, brother. She is now plus size. She's multi size. Plus size is XL. Oh, she's two people.
Man. Funny as shit.
The Fupa Fupan.
Bitch, that become my Fupa big.
What the hell?
The nun outfit. What the hell are y'all?
The hell y'all take?
With the Halle Burton? She's a 5XL. She can't fit inside a multiverse. I'm surprised she found those outfits. Facts. Yeah, she definitely shaped like Dave Blunt's. Her leg went out.
My leg went out.
Manipulate my bitches. They do what I tell them to. The Dave Blunt song is crazy.
Who the fuck is Dave Blunt?
That's the nigga that was rapping in the with the oxygen tank. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, bro, that was on that stage for real.
Yeah.
Was that the bro that was in the wheelchair?
Yeah. She's a clear definition of gender neutral BBW. She got her advice from Fit and Fresh. Nah, Fresh and Fit, though, as corny as they are, they don't tell nobody to get fat. I know that for a fact. They definitely tell everybody to get in shape. That's the gay man podcast we reacted to last week. That was like, you can stay overweight because it means they're hungry. It means a man is hungry.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Day coach, bro. Fuck out of here.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
You stay big. Wonder why no fit man wants you. And you paid the relationship coach, and he talking about some.
Got him. Got him.
That's very funny.
The men shaped like women and the women shaped like men. She definitely a step stud daddy babysitting her stepkids while her girlfriend getting cracked by a real man walking on the tire.
Get your man, girl.
Bro, what's up with this ninja, bro? Bro, something wrong with this. This is bro, something wrong with him, bro. Like, bro, something wrong. Yo, something is wrong with this.
Strike three, you're out.
Some dudes push Hellcats, some push 400. She's Fat Alberta, Fat Albert's sister. It's almost like people allergic to working out. She has a double negative. Big as hell and a Lulu, ma'am. Every month when you look, by the way, those black inner thighs, you get a reminder you're not a man. That's crazy. Fat phobic equality. What the bell? What the belly?
Belly?
With the belly on?
With the belly on, Tay? Oh my God. With all the fat, the men and women look alike. Yep. I know y'all been walking down the street and be like, I can't tell what that is, if that's a man or a woman.
What that is crazy.
No, I'm telling you, bro. We got all right, we killing y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
We got muscle surgery. Men out here, instead of hitting the gym, increasing their protein intake, lifting weights, doing calisthenics, doing things the right way, they are getting muscle surgery instead. The world is cooked.
Just imagine the world where now you ain't even got to go to the gym no more. Look at this. They just went to get their muscles straight injected. These are the BBL. This is the BBL muscle factory where you just go and they just pump you up full of fluid so you get your chest, bicep, arms, legs, whatever you want without putting any work in. And just imagine the look on a woman's face. Your big swole ass can't even lift the couch because your muscle is just packed with gel. This is ridiculous. This is diabolical. Men, go to the gym. Everybody is running around here looking like Mr. Potato Head. So now you got fake muscles and your girl got a fake ass. It's ridiculous. What are we doing? Why are we trying to redesign ourselves? What is the point of this? When did men come to the conclusion that, hey, I ain't going to the gym no more? Shit, I can just go get some Synthol, inject it in my arms, biceps, back, and chest, and I'll come out with big chest. It's like, even if you try to punch somebody, you're going to tickle them because you ain't got no power. Just no power. It's going to be hard to open the door. And God forbid if one of them fake-ass muscles burst and leak all throughout your body and you get some type of sepsis and all your blood gets contaminated and now you sick. Now you sick. You can just get on some creatine and pump up. Y'all don't have to go to the doctor to get this shit put in your body. Balloon muscle have it ass. Like you be on pop the balloon if you try to holler somebody on there. They gonna bust the balloon and then pop your arm and chest muscles, man. Call me.
Yeah, man. This is crazy, man.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
Look, man. This is the thing. Bro. This is what I'm confused about. We pushing the dad bod narrative, right? We pushing the men don't need to go to the gym. I like my man soft and squishy. I like this and that. A man could have a little bit of pudge. She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
We doing all of this stuff, but I'm really confused on which direction I'm in going in. Y'all say all of that, but now y'all getting the surgery to look like an athlete, to look like the dudes that's in the gym that y'all demonize and be talking shit about. Now y'all getting the surgery because y'all don't want to put the work in. So the writing's on the wall right there. Clearly, the gym guys are superior. Clearly, that's the desired look.
Let him cook.
And all these people are coping, lying to themselves, acting like they don't want the fit body. The reality is they just don't want to put the work in. They don't want to do what's required to change their look. But they know if they could snap their fingers and switch it, they want to look like the fit guy. And that's all bars. And that's all facts. You know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Tune, I don't know if you wanted to add something. I don't know
going on over there. It's clear as day that men are getting softer and softer at a rapid rate. You feel me? Like, and I see why women are walking all over men these days, right? These men ain't got no spine. No spine, bro.
Like, not at all.
Bro, how hard is it to go to the gym, stay consistent, well, it must be super hard because folks rather risk their life.
Man.
And sit on the table and let people inject them, you know, open, cut them up and do all this extra shit. And you're not going to go through a third.
Yeah. Tune, you froze. I think we lost you, brother. But, yeah. Tune spitting facts. Yeah, you're going to let these people put these foreign chemicals in your body. That's not even supposed to be, and they're not made to be inside of a human body. So the complications that come with the BBL, now you're putting yourself at risk to have these complications with getting these muscles. Make it make sense, man. Stop trying to take shortcuts. Get your ass in the gym. And let's get in these comments and keep this podcast going. All facts, man. Where we at in these comments? Because I lost where we were. We read that one. Fresh fried chicken and the Big Back family meals. Okay. Spider-Mo unhinged today. He's an uncle to Fupa. I think we read that. This doesn't surprise me, but it doesn't mean you're fit, strong, or know how to fight.
Nope.
Light skin LeVar need to shut up. I agree.
Nope.
It would be the Curry Boys. This is wild. The Curry Boys. What you mean? You call them who the Curry Boys? Who is that? That will have health implications in a few years, putting gel in your body. The fuck? Exactly. He said, never mind. Yeah, I ain't know what you was talking about. We're totally F, boy. Don't get in a fight. There will be muscle fluid everywhere.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Pause, but you're right. Ninjas buying muscles now. That's like having a Lamborghini with a Buick engine.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Just workout is that simple. Eat right. Workout is that simple. These new ninjas should trade in their man card. They can buy beer, but don't want to buy a meal plan or gym membership.
Let him cook.
tune at Shorty's house, but her Wi-Fi out.
Let him cook.
talking shit about people, then getting injected by a substance to look like them is crazy. I knew a ninja who used to spend $100 a day on alcohol and cigarettes after work every day, but want to clown me for going to the gym. He's homeless now.
Big back activity.
That's wild. That's an extreme version of cutting corners. Yeah, definitely extreme version of cutting corners. Machete, appreciate you, brother. With the super bag. With the super chat. Because this is a super podcast. Appreciate you, bro. Indian ninjas is crazy. Curry boys is Indians. That's what you call them? You're out of here, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
That's crazy, bro. You threw me off when you said Curry boys. I'm like, Seth Curry and Steph Curry? Like, what the fuck? I ain't know what you was talking about, bro. The Curry boys is crazy, dog. Super big backs being made in a factory instead of being made naturally. These dudes Terrence Howard was talking about.
Strike three, you're out.
Bro. Son, this guy has to go, bro. This guy has to go. That's crazy. Toon got the Obama Wi-Fi. It's crazy. All right, man. Let's keep it going. What we got next, bro? We got guys in the gym. Unks in the gym. Old Unks in the gym. I think this guy's foreign though, so I don't think he's a foundational Black American. I think this guy's foreign, but let's check it out. Look at this guy here. He on top of the dips. He on top of the pull-ups. Then he just gonna pose like Spider-Man and just sit there in the gym. Bro, what the hell is y'all doing in the gym, man? So you paid a gym membership.
What the hell?
So you paid a gym membership to come in the gym and do this. And it looked like a 24-hour fitness. I know that membership about $50 a month. You paying $50 a month to come in here and pose like Spider-Man on the top of a statue in New York City. It's oh my fault. I didn't mean to do that.
Definitely unk status for sure.
Yeah, it's just too much bullshit going on at the gym, man. This is ridiculous, dog. I mean, come on, man. He probably is a regular Black American. I say he might be foreign or something, but I wouldn't be surprised. You know how ninjas do.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
It's getting crazy out here. You got anything on this, too?
Folks watching too much goddamn cartoons and comic books and shit like that. They want to act out their childhood memories and shit like, bro. Conduct yourself like a goddamn adult in public settings. I wouldn't be surprised if that was his last day at that motherfucker for real. Because, you know, everybody seen him do this dumb shit. You know, somebody going to pull out their phone. Obviously, that's why we watching this video.
No, right facts.
Now. So I'm pretty sure. Facts. I'm pretty sure he was one and done after this shit.
Man, this ninja about to go save Mary Jane. This ninja hiding from the Green Goblin. This ninja running from octopus.
This ninja on drugs.
Hey, yo. This ninja running from the Avengers. He don't feel like going to fight Thanos. Hey, man. We killing y'all today, bro. Let's keep this episode going, dog. Down the Marco. Let's get in these comments, man. Y'all funny as hell, bro. Where we at? Terrence Howard and Money Mike almost got... Yeah, you're wilding. He might be Diddy. That's what Spider-Man be doing in the gym. Yep. Yep. Down the Marco. There's too many tampon boys out here that will gossip but don't want to talk about health. Yep. Hey, you gotta turn me down a little bit, Tune, or get some headphones, bro.
I'm not even making no noise. That's just...
Now I hear my echo in the background on your side.
All right, but I'm about to go hop on my laptop.
All right, that's a bet. If he busts his ish, he gonna be trying to sue. Yep. Spider Aunt. I have no sympathy for these type of fools. Facts. Spider-Man, come get your brother. Old head, non-limber Spidey. Hey, yo, that dude is black bootleg Spider-Man. Y'all funny as shit. Motherfuckers are sitting that dumbass video all day. He gonna be saying, Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good. All right, man, let's keep it going. What we got next? Oh, the last video today, Planet Fitness, man. Listen, man, I need y'all to understand, fellas, ladies too, you can build muscle. Yes, you have to lift heavy when you build muscle, obviously. You have to challenge the muscle. But you don't need to get every dumbbell in the gym and put it on the leg press. Yes, I said dumbbell, not plates. Yes, I said dumbbell, not plates. You don't need this much weight on there to build legs. And a lot of y'all ninjas that do it got skinny ass legs.
Nope.
No type of leg muscles. Chicken leg having ass.
Nope.
Let's check it out, man. We're going to get up out of here, man. Where we at?
Hey, whoever working at this Planet Fitness is absolutely getting fired. Because let's check this shit out. All the fucking rack. All the fucking dumbbells are gone.
All the dumbbells are gone. Let's check out why.
You won't believe where this shit is. Like, this shit is absolutely crazy. I'm gonna just show you.
Bro, what in the hell is y'all doing,
ain't
man?
Ain't no way in hell that shit fell. Like, this dude gotta be fucking... And he putting it back up there. And like,
come on, y'all. There ain't no need to be taking that many damn dumbbells, man.
Most of...
And then not only that, that's dangerous, bro. The dumbbell will fall and hit you in the ankle. It's over for you.
Nope.
Or it could hurt somebody else.
Nope.
Come on, man.
Stay in school, kids. Stay in school.
Yeah, bro, we're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Come on, y'all. Come on, man. Hold up. Let me go back to this. You taking all of these dumbbells. One, you're in Planet Fitness, bro. The dumbbells only go up to like 50-something, right? There are gyms where if you want to put 8 plates, 10 plates, 12 plates, 16 plates, 20 plates on a leg press, you could do that. Go to Gold's. Don't go to Planet Fitness for that shit. Go to DMV Iron Gym. Go to freaking, what's the joint out the West Coast? EOS Fitness. Go to one of them joints, man. You going to Planet Fitness for this shit, you done lost your mind. This shit don't even make sense, bro. You good, Tune?
For sure.
All right, baby. Oh, yeah, this better. This better. It's much better. Yeah, man. You see this shit, bro?
Bruh took all the dumbbells with some stupid shit.
Hell yeah, bro. But yeah, fellas, stop the goofy shit, man. Oh, my bad. I ain't mean to do that. Stop the goofy shit and get it together. And we killing y'all today.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
You got anything else to add from that tune?
Yeah, like you were saying, don't go do that at a Planet Fitness, at a super beginner friendly gym. That's just pure. That's ignorant anywhere. I don't care if it's Planet Fitness. I don't care if it's Gold's Gym. I don't care if it's Crunch Fitness. 24 hours, like, bro, be mindful and be courteous and understand that other people got to use the weights too, for real. You don't, and especially for that type of machine, bro. Why are you taking dumbbells? That's what the plates are meant for.
Exactly.
So you're just being ignorant for no reason. And I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't be mad at somebody for spazzing on you for just being so stupid, being so ignorant. That's, I might say facts. Something to you for on some, like, bro, what you doing? You feel me?
Facts.
I might not even need a dumbbell, but I might just come approach you and just press you out just for being so stupid and ignorant.
Yeah, he need his membership banned for sure, because that's fucking crazy. But Wicked Scorpion made a good point. You do get what you pay for. So if you, the unfortunate thing about this is when you go into a lower, not a low budget gym, but a lower budget gym, you do have to deal with bullshit like this. But that's why I speak on it, man, because everybody not paying no boutique gym membership. Everybody not trying to pay $200, $300 for a membership, even if they got it, even if they can afford it. I know people who got it, and they not paying that. So you shouldn't have to deal with this shit at gyms, bro.
But yeah, but even, I don't even care what you pay. Like, obviously, you know, the more you pay, the more you're going to respect the gym. I get that. But right. just having some decency about you, you shouldn't be doing stupid shit like that. You feel me?
Definitely shouldn't. Just lets me know
that people just don't have any courtesy, any decency for one another. You feel facts. Me? And for their own environment. They don't even respect the space that they work out in. And they do goofy. Shit like that.
Goofy stupid. As fuck. Goofy, what are you doing, man. Bro? Facts. Hey man, did you see my Instagram post of your man talking shit on my bench press?
You posted something for, I think you was talking about it in what's on your story?
Yeah, I posted it and put it on my story. Yeah.
I can look at that because I think I was looking at it, but it was on mute while I was looking at it. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I got you right here. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yes, sir.
Come on, man. You got this.
Of course.
D1 athlete. I want to see more than one.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me.
Nah, you're only going to get one, brother. Three. Yeah, help me. 3, 2, 1. I'm good. I'm good.
Come on.
Yeah. Woo. 315.
Oof.
Hey, my man right here said I'm on the steroids.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
And if you come in my comments talking shit, lift 315 before y'all start talking crazy, right?
So basically, your man, Big Tony, was in there talking shit when I was lifting for real. Talking about some at your size, Tony. He talking about some at your size. If you want to lift 315, you got to be on steroids. So that's why I got in there. I was talking shit like, man, shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Shut up, bitch.
Anyway, man.
What you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. That's what happens. That's all that was. But yeah, man. I got some funny shit to tell you too, bro. Hold on, let me put that post back up again. Hold on. I got one more thing to add from that post. Look at this shit. Hold on. Watch your man. Hold on, look. You see when I'm lifting? Look at cuz in the background.
Look, in the back.
Watch that. Look how cuz in the back just staring like, dang, he really lifting that shit.
I wait for the head nod, like, yeah.
There was no head nod. He ain't getting no like, type of head nod. Man,
he probably like, damn, I can't do none of that shit.
He's sitting there looking like, I hope he drop it. I hope he drop it.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Hating ass ninja, for real.
I hope he dropped that shit. He can't lift that shit, for real. That's what Tony was thinking the whole time, man. I hope he don't. I hope he don't do it.
Tony
came over there talking about, you can't lift no 315. I said, bro, I've been doing this lifting shit. Don't let this shit fool you, bro, because I'm not walking around with 270 pounds like your big back ass.
With some goofy
big
ass
back
sweat,
activity,
so. Goofy ass sweat, bright ass red sweatsuit on. What the fuck is you doing?
Them big ass LL Cool J sweats. He the fuck got on. Like, stop, man, that man. Shit.
Fuck out of here with red shoes. Running your mouth looking the whole time.
Looking like a piece of big red gum. Fuck out of here.
Like you play for the Rockets.
Fuck, you pay for the Cardinals?
Cincinnati Reds.
Atlanta Braves.
If you don't, it's no need. Boston Red Sox.
Chicago
it's
Bulls.
No need to. Because there's no need to wear all that red in the gym, right? Big clown ass. They're gonna
Rooney?
Come to me and talk shit. I'm minding my business. Fuck is wrong with you, bro?
It must be Pyru. Fuck out of here.
But he's. The feds. That shit was so crazy. He pissed me off that day, bro. I was like, I'm leaving the gym, bro. I literally left the gym. On my life.
Like picture him doing that shit. I'm like, yeah, that's some shit he would definitely do. Just
yeah, I left the gym, bro. I hate when he comes to the gym, bro. Like, I go to the opposite side of the gym or I go upstairs because he always just interrupt with some stupid shit. Got something to say. It's annoying, bro. It's annoying. I really be trying to work out, dog. Like, anyway, another fire episode of Let's Brunches More Crunches podcast. Now go ahead, follow my social media, man. C Marty Fit on Instagram, C Marty Fit on TikTok, C Marty Fit on X, C Marty Fit on YouTube, where you're watching right now. Go ahead, subscribe to the page, share with a friend. Let's Brunches More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. Anything you got to add to them before we get up out of here?
Appreciate y'all. Thank you for the support, the ongoing support. Best fitness podcast out. Shout out to my good man, C. Marty, for being the best fitness podcast host there is out there. You know, there's only one source. You can't duplicate. You can't replicate. And all you can do is hate. You know, get you with did. It and get lost.
You did.
You feel me? Follow me on IG, Sweat for the Check. I'm on YouTube at One Word Sweat Check. You did? Number one fitness podcast out. Fuck with us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you know the motto, man. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. Catch y'all again Wednesday, 9 p.m., maybe 9:30 p.m., maybe somewhere around that time. Be on the lookout. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Hit the like button when you see the content this week, because I got more content coming for you. And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Catch y'all Wednesday. We out of here.
If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best fitness podcast out. We out of here.